Up next on American Restoration.
That is the Evel Knievel bicycle.
Evel Knievel was an icon of the 70s.
I'm trying to get this done.
Chris wants me to punch him in the mouth.
This is a Mighty Mac steam shovel crane.
That thing is all messed up.
I'm looking probably $6,500 to do the whole piece.
Ah. Mom, Dad, I don't know if I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Keith. This is my dad, Rick.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Keith.
Wow, check that thing out.
That's the Evel Knievel special.
That is the AMF Evel Knievel bicycle, just like a bike I got for Christmas in 1976.
Evel Knievel was like the beginning of stunt riders.
Yeah,
right?
The godfather of daredevil.
He was an American icon in the 70s. I mean, he jumped huge death-defying leaps, and as a personality, he was larger than life.
Evel Knievel was a big part of my life. I got this photo of me on Christmas morning. Santa Claus brought it to me when I was 6 years old, and I tried to do the things Evel Knievel did on his motorcycle.
You look pretty happy.
Yeah. Eventually, I found the sport of BMX. I went on to start doing a lot of BMX stunt shows for fairs, festivals, NBA halftimes, NFL halftimes, entertain people with our bicycles.
That's badass.
So my bike didn't survive. I searched the country over. I ended up finding this thing in a barn in North Carolina.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's got the simulated shocks, yeah, like he had on his, yeah, motorcycle, simulated gas tank.
That's awesome. What do you want to do with this?
I want it to be the best restoration of this bike that anybody's seen.
Okay, well, go ahead and tear it all apart. We'll send out the wheels, get them chromed and everything. All the white portions we'll paint. Any nut and bolt on it will chrome.
I think I can help you out on these decals. A buddy of mine works at a bike shop in Arkansas, and they sent them to me. So I have almost 40-year-old set of decals.
Awesome. We can definitely trace and duplicate these. Very cool. These are priceless right here.
What do you think it's going to take to do this?
I'm looking probably $4,300 to do the whole bike.
$4,300. You're set on that. You don't think there's no wiggle at all.
Here's the deal. When you come back, you and your guys give us a stunt show, and I'll lower it to 38.
That, yeah, sounds good.
Awesome.
All right, man, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Looking forward to it, Tyler.
All right, let's go inside.
Good. Let's do it.
I can't wait to get started on that thing.
Hey, Rick, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
Nice to meet you. Wow, this is cool.
I'm gonna go get back to work.
All right. This looks like it was from the 70s, right?
Yep. This is a Mighty Mac steam shovel crane.
That's awesome.
And we'd like to restore it back to original if we can, so that we can put it in a small coin-op museum we're building.
Okay.
So that all these machines are here for our kids.
Here's how it works. Basically, you're gonna put the quarter in here, and then you would adjust the crane to the prize that was on the inside here, and then as soon as you push this, it should drop the chain and the bucket down, pick it up, and then you take it over to this area right over here and drop it. And hopefully you're skilled and lucky enough to actually scoop up a prize into the shovel. These kind of games were real popular in carnivals and boardwalks back in the 20s. But in the 50s to around the 70s, the government banned them because they were labeled as gambling devices. Does it still work?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so something wrong inside the gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do is take all the glass out, take all the fixtures off and everything, the front, all the chrome on the sides, and all of the mechanism on this steam shovel, and then polish it all out, you know, to where it's really shiny. And then the gear mechanism is going to have to come out, and we're going to have to figure out what's wrong and then make it really, really nice. I'm looking probably $6,500 to do the whole piece.
Ah.
Yeah.
Any flexibility on that? It's more for the kids that I'd like to have it for.
Yeah. If it's for the kids, then, I mean, I can bring it down to $5,500.
All right. I'll trust you.
Awesome. Awesome. Believe me, you're not even going to recognize this thing when you come back. Trust me.
All right. No keeping it. I get it back.
Yeah, okay? You get it back.
do you think this is?
1976. They call it a roadmaster.
Why in the hell Rick got three of us on a bicycle?
Maybe he didn't want you taking 2 days to do it by yourself. This Evel Knievel bike that came in, it's really cool. I was 10 years old when this thing came out. When you have something like that to work on, it just brings back great memories. Hey, you know, Knievel is in Ripley's Believe It or Not for breaking the most bones.
Working with Chris is like working with an old lady that knows everything.
American Machine Foundry.
Mr. Know-It-All.
They bailed Harley-Davidson out. My family would gather around the TV set and watch Evel Knievel when he was jumping. Evel Knievel was an icon of the 70s.
I'm trying to get this done.
They called him the last great gladiator.
Chris wants me to punch him in the mouth.
Look at that. What would have taken you 3 days has taken us a half hour.
What's in box number 3, Johnny?
It's a condom machine from the 1950s. Let's get started on some lovemaking. How's that sound?
You ever painted plastic before?
No, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Call me Vincent Van Gogh. Mwah.
Brentley!
Hey, Rick, look what I got.
Cool. I feel like Monty Hall. What's in box number 3, Johnny?
Looks old.
Whoa. We recently had a fire.
Oh, boy.
No kidding.
We lost a lot of family memories. We did, however, recover our old family Victor gramophone. We were wondering if you could please try and revive our music player. We would be so happy.
Look at this, though.
This is a Victor talking machine.
What year do you think this is?
In the 30s, and this probably would have played 78s.
Mm-hmm.
This is the crank.
So this would go in here. So you'd crank it up, pull the brake. Boom, now it's going.
It works.
And the music would just play.
That's so beautiful.
If you look at the inside, it's still beautiful. The wood up inside here. So the only thing they ruined was the outside, so we could re-veneer the really bad spots, chrome everything, make it look beautiful for them, and bring back their memories again.
I love it.
And the whole thing will be about $1,800. What's next?
Wait till you see what this is. Inside is my Barnett condom machine. It's from the 1950s. I'm redoing my man cave bathroom with a 1950s look. Ew. That's disgusting.
You would go into a bathroom in a gas station or something, and they'd have like a bunch of them lined up. And that's where you bought the condoms.
Did you go to the gas station to buy condoms?
Yeah. I went in the bathroom and bought them out of the bathroom.
This is pretty risque for a picture, don't you think?
Yeah, for 50s it is. Somebody looks like they're having fun.
Look at where his head is. They look like they love each other. Isn't that nice?
You don't see this guy's hairy back, do you?
That's gross. That's gross.
This restoration would be about $2,200.
We've got the fixings of a perfect date night. Make some love, listen to some music, and have some cocktails. How's that sound?
Really?
Sounds really?
Good. I think everybody's left the shot for the day, so...
Well, let's go. Let's get started on some lovemaking.
I'm in for that. Tyler.
Kyle.
Kick that thing out. It's a crane game from the 70s, and the customer wants to put it in a museum, so
we want to really knock this one out of the park.
It doesn't work right now. See all the gears down inside here?
Yeah.
That thing is all messed up in there. Look at how rusted it is.
Yeah, it's in pretty bad shape.
You and Kyle should take the entire mech apart and figure out exactly how this thing works.
All right.
This crane game hasn't worked since the 70s. You remember the 70s, right, Kyle?
Yeah, I guess.
Weren't you like 42 in the 70s?
Let's just get this thing torn down.
Be careful.
Hold on. Relax.
Woo!
Got it?
Yeah. 4-0.
Ah!
That scared the out of me.
That's what you get for calling me old.
Got it.
I'm digging it.
Haha.
Very funny.
Come on, guys. Get it. Pick it up.
Nice.
Good catch, Papa. Bring it back. Come on. Give it air. Nope.
Hey, Bradley.
What are you doing?
I'm right in the middle of painting the Evel Knievel bike.
Oh, okay. Can I help?
Well, it's mostly plastic. You ever painted plastic before?
No, but I'm willing to give it a try.
I can't let you practice on something important like that, so.
This is plastic. Can we paint on this? Maybe show me some tips?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do have a few minutes while I'm waiting for the first coat to dry.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Ted.
All right, well, looks like you got everything we need.
Yep.
Okay, first, you're gonna scrub this really well with some cleanser and with a scuff pad. Rinse it, dry it, and then we're gonna spray adhesion promoter. This is the secret to painting plastic. When it's dry to the touch, then it's ready for some paint. Okay, you got it? I ain't gonna be here to hold your hand, so.
No, I got
you
this.
You got one chance to get this right.
Yep, so. That's all I need.
Good luck.
Dog slobber.
This broken. Are you serious?
I didn't bring a towel.
Blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
Spray left, spray right. Paint left, paint right.
Woo! Call me Vincent Van Gogh. Mwah. It's a masterpiece right there.
Are you gonna be able to control yourself in here?
I don't know, no promises. He's like sheriff.
Oh, don't give him that.
In the name of the law.
This is the Evel Knievel bike of all Evel Knievel bikes.
Are you ready to see it?
Yeah.
Tyler, are you ready?
All right, Leonard, are you going to be able to control yourself in here?
I don't know. No promises.
Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, man, this is awesome.
So today, we need to find some toys to fill the crane machine with so it really wows the customer. Pretty amazing, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. They have everything. Cars and dolls, battlefield, soldier figures, and it is heaven.
Really? Dolls?
For my soldiers to play with.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
What's up, Ron? How you doing, man?
Good to see you. This is Leonard.
Hey, Leonard.
Hi. I love this store.
Oh, we appreciate you coming, man.
We have a crane machine that we're restoring.
Okay.
Of course, we need to put some toys in it, so I brought you a couple of pictures. And that's what it is. It's a Mighty Mac.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, this is an old crane machine. I mean, they called them nickel diggers back then, or digger machines.
Okay.
Back then, more than likely, it would have been, like, you know, very inexpensive toys. He's like sheriff.
Oh,
badges.
Don't give him that, man. Don't give him.
In the name of the law.
Deputy Sheriff.
These are like basic Japanese hand toys that were fairly inexpensive back then.
Nice. Look, it's a rat.
Exactly.
Imagine pulling out a big fat rat out of your crane machine.
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything, you know.
One of the reasons they stopped producing these little tin cars was because there was a concern that kids would cut themselves on these corners.
But back then, people were made a little tougher.
Yeah, and playing with a sharp-edged car is more fun, you know, the Deathmobile. Boom.
So these are a go?
Yeah, I like these a lot.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Can I keep this one?
Oh, you can't keep that one.
Ron has the perfect job. He gets to go out all the time and play with toys while everyone else is working at the shop.
Well, it used to be a perfect job because I did it alone.
Well, it's cool to have a sidekick every once in a while.
Hear that? You're my sidekick. We're two best buds out on the open road looking for toys and adventure.
Ted, think fast.
Oh!
This is it?
That's it, man. What happened on this side?
You didn't even paint it.
I know, but you didn't tell me to paint the bottom.
Yeah, but if you're trying to impress me with your painting skills, you need to do it right.
Well.
Well, all right. The big thing was to make sure the paint was gonna stick and not crack off.
Yeah?
All right, you ready? Well, what do you know? Look at that, Bradley.
It's not cracking.
You could sit there all day and do that.
I'm pleasantly surprised. Nice job.
Okay, it wasn't perfect, but it was my first time painting plastic. I mean, do you think Picasso got the Mona Lisa right the first time? I think not.
Next time, give me your best.
All right, give me your best. Boom! Thank you,
man.
Nice
job.
Here it is.
Looks a little different, huh?
Definitely a little taller than it used to be.
You remember how rough this crane game was, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was just distraught.
The crane itself wasn't working. We're missing parts. Paint was pretty bad on it, if I remember right.
Yeah, well, there was plenty. There was a lot. So, you ready to see it?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's go.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my God, Rick.
Check it out.
Rick, it's beautiful. Top, the colors, the chrome, way over the top. Beautiful, buddy. Tell me all about what you did, because, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we wanted to do a top on it. So this is all steel, and then we cut out these little notches to make it look like it was a flapping tent.
Got that circus theme to it.
Right. All this trim we ended up taking in chrome plating.
Wow.
Inside, the crane itself had to all be torn apart. We polished all those parts and then started assembling it back together. But it's all original.
Really? All right, let's see this play. Come on.
Oh, you're going to get the motorcycle.
Oh, there he goes over to the chute. Look at that. Oh, wow. Nice. Look at that. That's awesome, man. It's just beautiful.
Good. I'm glad
you like it. Great job. The kids are going to absolutely love it. You went over top.
Let's go inside. I got some more toys you can put down the bottom for the kids.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
So this is going to be the landing ramp.
My brother Richard, you are on the end.
Ron's a... Okay, Keith, it's right out here.
Awesome.
In 1976, this is when you actually received this for Christmas.
Yeah.
This is the Evel Knievel bike of all Evel Knievel bikes. I mean, this is the spirit of 76. Now, do you remember what it looked like?
It was rough. That thing was haggard. Like Evel had crashed it already.
So you got it?
I got it.
All right, here we go. Tyler, you ready?
It's brand new.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The thing is beautiful, Rick. Oh, it's perfect. Look at the chrome on that thing. There is no way that this bike looked this good when it was brand new. And look, you got the number plate on the front, I see.
Right.
Still the original seat.
Yeah.
Man, that thing looks awesome. I think Evel would be psyched to see this himself.
Oh, I mean, that just gave me chills. Okay, so let me tell you what we had to do to get this thing looking like this. The frame itself was in pretty good shape. The wheels were in good shape. The problem was all the plastic. The tank, the side number plate, the fender, and the number plate were rotted. We did all the bodywork and made everything exactly how it was supposed to look.
Really?
And then I ended up taking the decal sheet you gave me and making all the decals for this. And speaking of decals, we actually have a surprise for you.
A surprise? I mean, now you're just showing off. What in the world?
Check it out.
Oh, look at those.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it'd be super cool. I mean, that's real from the factory. This is like having the first edition of something.
Yeah.
So this is yours, bud.
Thank you so much, man. This is just the cherry on top. The bike is so important to me. I had an Evel Knievel bike when I was a kid, and I copied what he did, found out the sport of BMX, and I just wonder, you know, what in the world would have happened if I had got something else for Christmas that year. I think you held to your word, and, you know, we discussed doing a show, and I want to hold to my word. You ready for a show?
Today, awesome.
I'm going to get on the phone, get the ramps over here, get the guys over here.
Okay.
Let's go throw down a show right now.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Awesome. Very cool.
Now that the bike's restored, we're going to go put on a show for Rick like no other show has ever seen.
So are you guys ready for a show?
Yeah!
All right. Let's go. Seat. You're gonna put somebody from over here up there. And then one of these guys is going to jump over you. Oh, you
you, sir. Without the shoes, we need you.
Oh!
How am I gonna get up there?
I'm dead.
All right, Ron.
I just want to leave a quick video. Mom, Dad, I'm sorry. I don't know if I'll see you tomorrow. Please do this good.
All right, come on, guys. Make some noise for Mike Laird. He is falling back. He's setting up on that quarterback. He's gonna go up and over Ron. What's up now? What's up now? What's up now? All right, Ron, since you were such a good sport about that, I'm gonna let you pick five volunteers.
The first four volunteered, but no one wanted to be at the end where the bike actually landed. So this is gonna be the landing ramp.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer. My brother Richard! Step on up! You are on the end!
Ron's a I swear to God, I saw his pedal. He looked like he was gonna kill me.
That was killer! Killer! Awesome!